I think there is a bit of a difference policy-wise. We're trying to be much more explicit in this bill in saying what constitutes death in more of a mandatory manner than the existing law.
Okay. Representative Burton.
Well, just one more comment for the record, because I think Representative Bellamy is correct. This is the kind of bill, while it seems simple, and I understand the purpose of it, is the sort that evokes a lot of emotions. The Senate bill originally that came over to us, which makes that from a may to a shall, and Representative Hanlon used the term standards in lines 6 and 7. And the Senate, for some reason, added into the original bill the determination of death must be made in accordance with accepted medical standards, which it seems we just set those up in A and B, and it just seems like an odd piece of business. I understand the intent of the bill. I understand that it makes it more difficult to determine death, ultimately. I suppose this is when we sort of unplug somebody. So I understand the idea of saying accepted medical standards. I think we just made those standards, which is fine. But I just want everybody to understand this, that we just did.
But Representative Burton, maybe we're doing this too much, but the accepted medical standards are dynamic, and so what constitutes the irreversible cessation of circulation in 1987 to the medical community in 1997 might not be the same thing. Council, did you have a comment?
We've asked Ms. Godwin on behalf of the bar to join us at the witness table. This is the bar bill. Can you perhaps respond or comment on some of the questions or issues that have been raised?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Diana Godwin, representing the Oregon State Bar. I fully understand Representative Burton's concern, and if it might move the committee along, we might suggest some additional language there on line 8 to reflect the intent on the record that Representative Bauman addressed. It would be to the effect, and this is a bit inartful because I'm sitting here, drafting on the back of an envelope, that a determination of whether the conditions of subsection A or subsection B of subsection 1 of this section exist shall be made in accordance with accepted medical standards. What we're concerned with is that we don't have somebody determining that there has been irreversible cessation of all functions of the entire brain, including the brainstem, by merely looking at the patient or by taking a pulse or using a stethoscope or anything. There are certain accepted medical standards for measuring the fact of irreversible cessation, but I definitely understand Representative Burton's question, and if that might clear that up as to what that line means, we don't intend to put in a new standard under subsection 2. What we mean to say is that you have to use accepted medical standards to determine whether A has occurred, cessation of all circulatory or respiratory functions, or whether B has occurred, irreversible cessation of all brain function. If that might help, Mr. Chair.
Representative Bellamy?
I would so move. I think that makes it a little clearer. I realize it isn't in legislative council form, but I think...
I'm sure that Ms. Vanderbilt can
work
together a language with Ms. Godwin's assistance that'll incorporate the desire of the committee. Can I ask you to read that one more time, Ms. Godwin?
Yes. Mr. Chair, on line 8 of the printed A engrossed bill, after the word determination, insert of whether the conditions of subsection A or subsection B of subsection 1 of this section have occurred must be made in accordance with accepted medical standards.
Okay. Representative Bowden, would that be your motion to amend the main motion to incorporate that language? Is there further discussion of Representative Bellamy's motion to incorporate the language read into the record by Ms. Godwin?
Could I just ask, are we adopting this? Are you adopting this? If you do, conceptually, can I take it to LC and they can style and form it?
Right.
But absolutely no problem with that.
Okay. Do we all understand the nature of the motion, Representative Bellamy's proposed amendment?
Is there any objection to that? Representative Hamlin objects. Representative Dix objects. Any further objections? If not, that amendment is adopted. We're now to the motion and the AI growth bill as amended. We have Representative Bauman's motion before us on the amended bill. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Dix.
No.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
No. Motion's adopted. Any volunteers among the aye voters?
Need to be fewer.
Phil dies for lack of a carrier.
I would carry it, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Bellamy will be the carrier. Okay, any other business to come before the full committee?
Death and Mary, June only, I can have it.
She's beautiful, man.
It's just another dump committee, right? Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hamlin.
Does that mean that we've now officially acquired that title?
No. Any further business for the full committee? Okay, if not, the full committee will be adjourned and subcommittee will reconvene in 10 minutes, 20 minutes till 3. We can only work till 4 today because of caucus and other activities. And sub 2 is scheduled this evening, so we'll try to make our time as productive as possible when we return in 10 minutes.